Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Severe cyclonic storm Remal weakens into cyclonic storm. West Bengal continues to be on high alert following forecast of heavy to very heavy rainfall. Relief and rescue operations in full swing. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel orders immediate suspension of 7 officials in Rajkot TRP game zone fire incident. Death toll rises to 30. Campaigning gains momentum for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal files appeal in Supreme Court seeking 7-day interim bail extension. Sensex hits 76,000 mark for first time. Nifty also scales a fresh peak. And India defeat Argentina 5-4 in European leg of FIH Hockey Pro League in Belgium. After making a moderate impact in some areas of West Bengal, severe cyclonic storm Remal has weakened into a cyclonic storm. The Met Department today said that the cyclonic storm is expected to weaken further in the day. The state administration continues to be on high alert following forecast of heavy to very heavy rainfall. Officials said there had been reports of the uprooting of several trees and the collapse of mud houses from certain coastal belts in the state. Coastal areas of South and North Chobisho Parganas, Sundarban, Kolkata, Howrah and Hooghly are receiving heavy rainfall. More from our correspondent.
Severe cyclonic storm Remal played havoc at North 24 Parganas and South 24 Parganas in West Bengal. Rain continues in several districts of South Bengal, including Kolkata. Some areas are still waterlogged and without electricity. Works are on to remove uprooted trees and drain out excess water from the affected areas. One old woman of 80 years died at Mousuni Island of South 24 district last night when a tree fell on her house. Another person died in Kolkata last night when a part of a building collapsed and fell on him. However, some local train services have been restored and air services at Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport have been resumed. Campaigning by political leaders for the last phase of Lok Sabha elections in the state have also been affected. Meanwhile, some parts of North Bengal are witnessing rainfall. Sushmita Mondol with Kollan Laha, Akashvani, Kolkata.
Meanwhile, relief and rescue operations are in full swing in affected areas. Officials said over 1 lakh people have been evacuated from vulnerable areas, especially in the coastal belts. Train services of Sialdah have been restored in South section and Barasat Hasnabad line. Howrah Amta local has been cancelled in the Howrah division. The truncated metro rail service is being operated between Dakshineshwar and Girish Park, as well as between Mahanayak Uttam Kumar and Kobib Subhash. The flight services at Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport have also resumed. Talking to media, DIG of National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, Mohsin Shahidi said, the wind speed, which was earlier about 110 to 120 kilometers per hour during landfall, has now come down to 60 to 70 kilometers per hour. Mr. Shahidi said it is expected that by evening today, this will further change into a deep depression. The DIG said restoration work is in progress and 14 teams of NDRF are deployed in major affected areas in West Bengal and 6 SDRF teams are also deployed to assist.
जो हमें जानकारी मिली है एक डेथ की रिपोर्ट आई है कलकत्ता से जिसमें एक वॉल कोलैप्स के कारण एक व्यक्ति की मृत्यु हुई है और उसके अलावा ज्यादातर जो है वो पेड़ के गिरने की खबर है तकरीबन 200 पेड़ अलग अलग जगहों पर क्षतिग्रस्त हुए हैं जिसके वजह से ब्लॉकेज हुआ है और रेस्टोरेशन वर्क एनडीआरएफ और जो अन्य एजेंसीज हैं स्टेट की इनके माध्यम से किया जा रहा है देखिए इसमें मेन एरियाज हैं जो अफेक्टेड हैं उसमें साउथ 24 परगना है ईस्ट मेदिनीपुर है कलकत्ता है ये 3 डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स मोस्ट अफेक्टेड बताए जा रहे हैं और रेस्टोरेशन भी इसमें चल रहा है इसमें एनडीआरएफ की 14 टीमें तैनात हैं और एसडीआरएफ स्टेट की भी 6 टीमें की तैनाती की गई है
द इंडियन कोस्ट गार्ड हैज आल्सो डिप्लॉयड इट्स एसेट्स फॉर एनी इमरजेंसी पोर्ट्स रेलवेज एंड हाईवेज हैव बीन केप्ट ऑन हाई विजिल टू अवॉइड एनी अनटॉवर्ड इंसिडेंट मीनवाइल सी कंडीशंस ऑफ द कोस्ट ऑफ नॉर्दर्न ओडिशा हैव बिकम रफ टू वेरी रफ विद हाई वेव्स एंड स्ट्रांग विंड्स The India Meteorological Department has predicted thunderstorms and gusty winds with moderate rain in some areas of Baleshwar, Bhadrak, Kendrapara and Jagatsinghpur districts of the state. Many areas in these districts experienced heavy rain yesterday under the impact of cyclonic storm Rimal. However, there are no reports of any damage due to rains or thunderstorms. Prime Minister Modi yesterday chaired a meeting in New Delhi to review preparedness for Cyclone Rimal over North Bay of Bengal. IMD is also extending information support to Bangladesh with regular updates. In Bangladesh, coastal areas are experiencing heavy rainfall due to the influence of cyclonic storm Rimal. Bangladesh State Minister for Disaster Management and Relief, Mohammad Mohibur Rahman, said more than 8 lakh people have been evacuated from the coastal areas. A large area of Sundarbans is inundated due to tidal surge, causing threat to wild animals. India Meteorological Department Director General Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra told media in New Delhi that the adverse weather will continue to normalize in West Bengal. He added that heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected only today in eastern districts of the state and there is no forecast of extreme rainfall today. He added that the cyclone had weakened into a cyclonic storm this morning and was centered around 24 kilometers from Bangladesh Mangla in the forenoon. Its center is located 90 kilometers away from Kolkata in east direction and is progressing towards Assam and Meghalaya. The Gujarat government has suspended 7 officials, including 2 police officers, in connection with the Rajkot-based TRP Game Zone fire case. Chief Minister Bhupinder Patel ordered the immediate suspension of 7 officials for alleged negligence in their work that led to the fire tragedy. Meanwhile, the Gujarat government had taken Somo to cognizance of the incident. The special bench of Gujarat High Court, comprising Justice Biren Vaishnav and Justice Devan Desai, is currently hearing the matter. Our correspondent reports that at least 30 people are suspected to have lost their lives in the tragic incident that took place on Saturday. The 5-member Special Investigation Team, SIT, headed by Additional Director General of Police, Subhash Trivedi, has been formed to probe the incident. In our series of key constituencies for Lok Sabha polls, today we bring you a report on Jayanagar Parliamentary Constituency in West Bengal.
Jayanagar Lok Sabha constituency will go to polls on 1st June under the 7th and last phase of general elections to the Lok Sabha 2024. There are 7 assembly segments in this constituency. They are Goshaba, Basanti, Kultali, Jayanagar, Canning Paschim, Canning Purba and Mograhat Purba. All come under South 24 Parganas district of West Bengal. Jayanagar is a reserve seat for scheduled caste. 11 candidates including 4 independents are fighting in this seat. There are more than 18,40,000 electors in this constituency, of which 9,03,184 are female. Jayanagar sitting MP is Trinamool's Pratima Mandal. Trinamool Congress has fielded her again in this election. She had held the seat since 2014. BJP's candidate is Ashok Kandari and Left Front's candidate is Samarendranath Mandal of Revolutionary Socialist Party. Sundarban Mangrove Forest and Tiger Reserve come under this Lok Sabha constituency. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Campaigning continues for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Top political leaders are leaving no stone unturned to garner support in their party's favour. Polling in this phase will be held for 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on the 1st of June. In Bihar, addressing a public meeting in Khusropur in Patna Sahib constituency, former Congress President Rahul Gandhi said, NDA government has failed to provide employment to 2 crore youths every year. He said, Prime Minister Modi should answer this in his report card of his government. Mr. Gandhi is also scheduled to address public meetings in Paliganj and Ara in Patliputra and Ara parliamentary constituencies. Polling will be held in these constituencies under the 7th phase of Lok Sabha elections on the 1st of June. RJD leader Tejasvi Prasad Yadav held a public meeting in Ghoshi in Jahanabad parliamentary constituency. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh Dr. Mohan Yadav is holding public meeting in Maner in Patna in support of BJP nominee of Patliputra parliamentary constituency. JDU President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will also hold an election rally in Nalanda parliamentary constituency. In Orissa, BJD Supremo and Orissa Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik held a public meeting at Barua near Kendrapara Lok Sabha constituency. The prestigious Kendrapara parliamentary constituency is all set to witness a fierce electoral battle in this phase of polls between 2-time Lok Sabha MP and BJP's National Vice President Bejanath Panda and BJT's Anshuman Mohanty. Union Home Minister and Senior BJP Leader Amit Shah said that the NDA will achieve 400 plus seats on 4th of June and Narendra Modi will secure his position once again as the Prime Minister, while Rahul Gandhi will hold a press conference blaming the EVMs for the defeat of the INDIA bloc. He said that following the June 4 results, responsibility for the Congress's defeat will likely be placed on its national president, Mallikarjun Kharge, leading to his resignation. Mr. Shah said this while addressing a public meeting in Kushinagar, Uttar Pradesh, in favour of party's candidate. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special programme on the general elections. Every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal has filed an application before the Supreme Court seeking a 7-day extension of interim bail to undergo medical examination. The top court had ordered the release of Mr. Kejriwal on interim bail in the money laundering case linked to the alleged excise policy scam case till 1st of June and directed him to surrender on 2nd of June. Aam Aadmi Party said Mr. Kejriwal's health has deteriorated since he was arrested in the alleged Delhi excise scam. Meanwhile, the Enforcement Directorate last week moved an application before a Delhi court seeking 14-day extension of judicial custody of the AAP chief upon the expiry of the Supreme Court interim bail order on June the 2nd. A retired employee of Akashvani was killed by a speeding car in Noida. 64-year-old Janakdev Shah was reportedly going to buy milk from a market near his home when a speeding car hit him from the front at an intersection in the area last morning. Noida police said a passerby called the emergency helpline number and informed them about the accident. After that, a police response vehicle rushed to the scene and took Shah to a nearby private hospital where he was declared brought dead. The police has registered a complaint against the unidentified vehicle driver and is investigating the matter. Director General of Akashvani has condoled the demise of Janakdev Shah. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to former Prime Minister Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi paid tributes to Mr. Nehru, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, Senior Party Leader Sonia Gandhi, along with others, today paid tributes to Mr. Nehru on his 60th death anniversary at his memorial at Shantivan in Delhi. The BSE benchmark Sensex hit the historic 76,000 mark for the first time in today's afternoon session, and the NSE Nifty also scaled an all-time peak in tandem with a rally in global markets. The 30-share BSE Sensex climbed 599 points to an all-time peak of 76,009.68 in afternoon trade. The NSE Nifty went up by 154 points to hit a new lifetime high of 23,111. In hockey, India defeated Argentina 5-4 in the fourth match of the European leg of FIH Hockey Pro League at Antwerp in Belgium. For India, Arijit Singh Hundal in 7th minute, Gurjan Singh in 18th minute and Harmanpreet Singh in 29th, 50th and 52nd minute were on target. Deepak Karmakar scripted history, clinching India's first ever gold medal at the Asian Championships in Tashkent, Uzbekistan. The 30-year-old Olympian registered an average score of 13.566 in the women's vault final. This is the first time that an Indian gymnast has won a gold medal in any event at the Asian Championships. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Severe cyclonic storm Raymal weakens. West Bengal continues to be on high alert following forecast of heavy to very heavy rainfall. Relief and rescue operations in full swing. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel orders immediate suspension of 7 officials in Rajkot TRP game zone fire incident. Death toll rises to 30. Campaigning gains momentum for 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal files appeal in Supreme Court seeking 7-day interim bail extension. Sensex hits 76,000 mark for first time. Nifty also scales a fresh peak. And India defeat Argentina 5-4 in European leg of FIH Hockey Pro League in Belgium. And with that, we end the midday news.